All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
I was going to say, I want to mark that down.
All of my projects are on the schedule.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
But as funny as we're going to get today.
Well, it's because the speaker's outside. There we go.
We have got Pat on the board. I'm sitting in Tyler's chair. Liam's here. Wanya and Jay are around. No Chalmers.
Chalmers swears he's not going to miss a playoff episode.
I feel like I've heard that before.
It's the psychopath's cycle. Like, why does he have to say I'll be at every playoff one? Just be like, I'll be here on Monday.
I'll do my best to be better attended during playoffs.
Don't say I'm going
to
be here for every single one in
playoffs. I know, he's always grandiose. Well, but like, if you ask Chalmers to do anything, he will always say yes.
Yes.
And there's a 90% chance he's bailing on you.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how many appearances Cowboy Chris makes throughout the playoffs. One final game to get through before we go.
Let's just get it over with.
That's how I feel.
That was a very, very weird.
It was a funeral.
It did.
It wasn't a funeral because it was unacknowledged.
It was, but it, I know. It was
imagine
like
you
weird.
Went to a funeral and no one mentioned the dead person.
But it was.
And you're like, hey, aren't we all here for Carl? And they're like, what do you mean? No, we're not.
Who's
we're
Carl?
The eulogy was about something else.
Just general. Yeah. General life.
But like the people in the stands knew it was a funeral.
Yes.
People watching knew it was a funeral.
Yes.
And they just weren't calling it a funeral. Players knew. That's why the Coyotes won.
Classy that they gave the old applause and brought the employees out on the ice.
Yep.
But it was like in spite of the owner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything.
He didn't even go. I thought it was amazing.
But you can't go.
No, you can't go.
You can't go.
I actually thought our boy Frank made a good joke that he sold his ticket on the secondary market.
Like, everyone's like, why didn't that guy go? Because if he was there, he'd have been hit with a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Why would you go to that? Why don't just be like, oh, I just made $700 million. I think I'll take myself to the Cheesecake Factory tonight.
And it's not like when Kate's come to Oilers games and he can kind of like hide away a little bit. Like, there's nowhere to hide in that arena.
There is nowhere to hide.
I'll tell you, playoff Kate's. Very approachable.
Right,
well,
there.
Yeah.
I'll try to approach him. You probably get put into an armbar. Yes, but like the optics, very approachable. Yeah. Standing there, you're like, there's DK.
Yeah. His security's all just Oilers jersey fans. Yes. And you're like, I guess he's by himself.
Actually, everybody is just all security.
Yeah. 17,000 security guards.
Wasn't it last year we just saw him just having a coffee at the JW?
He was standing on the patio. He's just like looking around. I'm like, I could touch Daryl Cates if I wanted to, but I'm sure if I reach my arm, it would get cut off. Minutes.
The guy with the Gatling
laser
gun
beams.
Yeah. Oh, just no, you can't.
People in from the roof.
I should have looked for snipers.
Probably would be out there.
I don't know if he's allowed to have snipers.
It's crazy that the Dallas Cowboy Stadium has permanent built-in sniper nests that the officers take elevators up into.
We saw those in Seattle.
But they're not like temporary on the roof. It's like every single game you're going to be here, let's give you a door.
Because like our boy Rick was just looking around outside the Seattle game and he starts filming up skyward. I'm like, what are you doing? And then you look up and there were snipers on the roof.
That's
the
good
roof.
Though. That keeps us safe.
And then there's this like cop installation right in front of the stadium that there were this tower shoots out and then somebody sitting in the tower and looking. And I was wow.
Remember we went to that game in Spain, how many cop trucks there were outside the stadium?
Yeah.
For a soccer game?
They were like,
what game?
Barcelona.
Real Madrid was playing RC Racing.
RC Racing, like a seventh division friendly, wasn't it? Like just
it was something, or Racing Satander, or something.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Racing Satander.
They weren't good.
RC Racing is a Nintendo game.
Yes,
which is a great game.
We came out and it was like the entire armed forces of Europe were waiting on the outside of the arena.
They had enough paddy wagon capacity to take everyone in from the stadium.
1-to-1 ratio.
And then, and like literally there was one horse to every three people. Yeah.
It was interesting last night at the Coyotes game, because Tyler was there. The videos that he was sending was to post to just was not the 80% of Weathers fans when we were there in February, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't get an answer from him though. Do we know if he sold a ticket?
Well, he definitely used his press pass.
Yeah, he said he
did have one ticket. Did he convince his mom not to go?
That's
so he could sell the pair.
We need the update.
I hope so.
I would almost guarantee. But when he came into the after hour show there, or the post game show, that was awesome. Was he had all sorts of intel. He knew about they had big tables set up on the way out of the arena. They were selling everything down to the practice jerseys to people as they're leaving.
They should be giving them away.
What the fuck?
Just one last liquidation. On
it's so weird. Have you watched how this deal comes together with this guy? So he's the seventh or eighth owner.
Seventh
owner of the team in 28 years. Let's just start with that.
Yeah, every four years insane. You get a new owner.
Comes in 4 years ago at $300 million.
Yeah.
Sells this for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Would they then remarket for 1.3? So 300 million gets divvied up like an expansion franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, what's he going to have to absorb, like lawsuits from the arena? Maybe. How did this guy make this much?
That's why he's trying to move. I think he's going to try to move the AHL team to the mullet to fulfill its obligation.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Do you think he'll be given another franchise? Probably.
No. No, I guarantee you this is like a chess move by Gary.
You don't
like,
think he's promised him another team on the back
there's
end?
A 5-year arrangement, but there's like caveats and milestones and this and that. I think it's designed for him not to own a team. So the guy's making a shit ton
Gary
of money.
So Gary Bettman like 8-dimension chess?
I think he did.
Genius work.
Get in a proper owner, get it in the proper real estate there, and then have the Phoenix whatever.
I'm a Gary Bettman stan. I know. Liam, divisive, but I actually enjoy the man.
A stan?
Yes.
Well,
he's a big reason the Oilers are still here.
Amen. And he does shit like this.
He tried
his best.
He tried to keep it in Phoenix. He tried, and he tried to work with his shitty owner. He tried. But I think now he was able to pry the team out of his hands, do right by the owners, and make them some money. Unfortunately, this guy gets paid, but it gets the team in the right hands in a new emerging market, and hockey will come back to the desert.
Well, this Ryan Smith, bless. I assume it's Smitty, but this other Ryan Smith, he by all accounts, like the Jazz are well run.
I guess he's already reached out to players and stuff. Yeah, I guess everything is, it'll be first class.
He reached out to Coyotes players?
Yeah, I believe there's already been contact. Oh.
He'll probably pick them up in like 747s and just fly out the whole organization to Utah, pick them up at the airport in limos and take them out to a ranch. Like
the players are going to be excited about this because, they don't get to live in Arizona, but Salt Lake City, by all accounts, like I've only driven through it, looks amazing. It's right up against the mountains.
It's like Denver. It's just Mormon country.
Yeah, which is fine.
Bag Milk was saying that he looked into it. You can drink at Jazz games, but no one does.
I was reading about this on Reddit. I was just curious to see what's vibe.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can do it, but it's just nobody does.
That's fine.
That's very tolerant if that's the case.
Yeah, there'll be dry pockets within the city, I'm sure, but it's also wet.
Same.
Wet?
Yeah.
Why, as in people drink?
Or it's underwater.
It's submerged.
Most of the people in Salt Lake City are
it's fish not people. Drinking if you're in water.
Exactly. That's it's the trick. Ankle deep.
Speaking of ankle deep water, do you see Dubai?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain that to me? So they manipulated the weather.
They manipulated
the cloud seeding.
Yes. They won.
Cloud seeding.
This happens all the time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? How?
Cloud seeding happens all the time.
You put particulate in the sky. that's like non-toxic,
okay,
and that attracts like a magnet more particulate, which turns into clouds, mm-hmm, which then turns into rain.
So why don't more countries, I guess
it's very expensive.
Texas so like, actually just banned it.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Losers. Beijing, when they had the Olympics, they did some very weird stuff to make sure it didn't rain.
Yeah.
And that's why all the frogs are green no longer. But they were like, no rain in Beijing for opening ceremonies. Like, how do you know that? We've seen to it.
Yeah.
But it was wild. I was watching videos from Dubai where people are just kind of walking around the mall in ankle deep water and just cruising about their life.
There's no infrastructure there to support rain.
No. They got their, what was it, like 2 years annual in a matter of days?
So it's either like bone dry or flooded.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't do carpets. They do like marble tile everywhere
because
they expect this.
Not good for the Lambos.
And also, well, sand, like they legit get sandstorms.
Yep.
Cool. Great song.
Getting sand out of carpet. Pain in the ass.
I knew when we went to Dubai that we'd gone somewhere bizarre because we get to the airport and I go to the urinal and I flush the urinal and water comes down and blast heat hit me as though I'd stepped into a shower. And that's because that the water was so hot coming out of the toilet because it's such a hot climate. Hmm. I was like, wow, we're on the surface of the sun.
It's hot there.
It's really hot there. Jay, I don't know if you're following, but the Moose Jaw Warriors,
they're hot.
They're a 3-1, buddy.
They are hot.
They are.
They took a minor step back, and I think because they might have felt cozy after sweeping Brandon and got their got shit kicked on game one.
We're not going to sweep our way to a Mem Cup. What?
Second round?
Yeah.
And they've only lost one game so far.
We're up 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. Yeah. Denton Matejczuk is lighting it up as a defenseman.
That guy behind us in the game must be livid.
Oh, geez. That guy bitched about everything.
He hated Denton Matejczuk. They're arguably one of their best defensemen in a long time.
Captain of Team Canada.
Yeah, hated on him the entire game. He had 2 points.
And he was a Warriors fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think he's one of those fans. It just doesn't matter what they do.
Both games.
It's like when the Oilers win the cup this year and you're going to have people go, well, they're not going to do it next year.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very weird game. I feel like the people of Arizona or Phoenix, the entire Coyotes fan base, it'd be hard to cheer for Salt Lake City if you're a Coyotes fan.
I was
wondering about that
too. Like, I don't think your fandom goes with them. You probably look at the score and be like, oh, that's
but don't, when you have an attachment to some of the like the prospects and players you've been watching for years,
I think the individual fan love, like, oh, I love Matias Michelli just because I love Sam Michelli. Who's Finnish, by the way?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we was going to get.
I'd have guessed nobody. Portuguese,
but you probably want to isolate on him and on his journey as part of all this, maybe. But the minute there's another team where you can kind of invest your whole life into, and
think about the Avs fans. So that you're a Nordiques fan, your team's ripped from you,
wins
and
the
then they win
year.
The cup
the next year.
Ooh. Sacre bleu.
One more.
Well, and I think about that too with the Coyotes because, like, they've got a good group of young players that is just gone.
This is not a hot take, but maybe it is hot. I'm going to bet accordingly. The Utah Blanks are making the playoffs next year.
I could see it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it.
Without a doubt. And it's because there's some good young talent there. I just think, like, having this, like, dark cloud over them removed and in a nice, bright, sunny place in Salt Lake City.
To go from the Mullet Arena to like the big league infrastructure of the Utah Jazz too, you'll feel like, oh.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. And I bet you're like, oh my God, like you got the mountains right there. The skiing there is amazing.
Scenic.
Like it's beautiful. Probably a great place for families. So the guys that have kids.
Got fairly low crime too, given all the demographics and stuff.
I thought it was an interesting last night on the broadcast. They go, for the players, it's kind of whatever. It is what it is. They get traded. They move on all the time. It's the behind the scenes staff that everyone was feeling for last night.
100%. Because there's going to be a lot of them that aren't going to have jobs, right? Yeah. So that's the shitty part of this and the dark spot of all this. But for the players, it's nothing.
Speaking of supporting local, plenty of local selections and gems and amazing restaurants on DoorDash. And currently, for a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That is 25% off, up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25. Liam, that is 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. the promo code Nation25.
All caps.
All caps.
No cap.
No cap.
Wait a minute.
On the all cap.
Yeah, no cap on the all caps.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how the kids say it.
And so, 25% off. Go big.
Well, think about this. I took Wanya Jr. to the golf store the other day. Inception stuff. Mm. They had a DoorDash. Like, you could get DoorDash.
You can get some TaylorMade's brought to the house.
What if you could get a driver 25% off because DoorDash does the golf store?
Well, it's up to $10 value.
Ah!
25%
off that order. $10 value. I found a hole.
Hey, you know what? $10 off your driver. Ain't no
give me a psh. Do you know how much a driver costs these days?
Not a clue.
A ton of money.
How much does a driver cost?
Brand new, you guess.
I'm going to say $450.
But probably $750 for
the
big dogs.
For the big dog to let eat?
$800. Well, if I wants to eat, I get $10 off that $700 driver. That's come on.
I thought I just saved. Found a hole. I can't believe that DoorDash would have a deal with the golf store. Who needs something from the golf store that badly?
What if you're on the range and you need something and they bring it right to you?
It's very easy. Like, think about balls and stuff. I don't know.
But like, it's like people who can DoorDash movie theater food too.
Yeah.
Like,
why would you ever do that?
Is $8,000 popcorn with a 20% mandatory tip.
Have you had the popcorn?
Have I had
from the movie theater? There is nothing.
Have you indulged, Wanya?
So it sounds like Liam's done this.
Have you ordered? There's no way you've DoorDashed popcorn.
No, I've not DoorDashed. I just go and grab it and leave.
Well,
it's not what? DoorDash.
Hold on. You go to a movie theater in Sherwood Park to buy popcorn and leave.
Bingo.
I do not believe you.
Wow. All right. So
better stop believing.
I do not.
You've never done that.
No.
So the first few times I had done it is because,
few times.
But how do you? You have to go through the ticket wicket to get to the concession.
No, Sherwood Park. Mm-hmm. Sherwood Park, you actually can't go.
Sherwood Park, we don't obey any laws. Every movie theater on earth I've been to, you walk in, they demand your money.
When was the last time?
Not necessarily. I think because they'll have it as like a central thing, and then when you go off to one of the wings, that's where you display your ticket.
Okay, yeah, like the one in the mall. Okay,
so, no. The Sherwood Park one now.
Huh.
Firstly, there is no ticket booth. You have to you go up to a little stand and you
scan your eyeballs.
Yeah. So you can just walk through.
Well, you get to like the gate of the theaters and then they check your ticket there, but you can get food and everything without checking the ticket. So it's become that popular. Maybe this is just a Sherwood Park thing where,
God, it's not Dubai, Liam. Jesus Christ.
They put a bag over the top of your popcorn now. So they double bag it. So then it doesn't fall out.
So what, you can take it home?
Another popcorn bag on top of your
bag. It's like the double cup.
Yeah, and they say, is this to stay or to go?
What?
Yeah.
This is stunning. How many times have you done
this? Sherwood Park, can you confirm this, please?
Yeah, let us know.
So you go to a theater and pay $10 for a bag of popcorn.
Yes.
Instead of making 15 cents worth of popcorn at your house.
On a special occasion, most Saturdays.
Most
Saturdays. Hold on. No, not most. But you don't go to a movie.
Well, I go to the movies a lot, but not all the time, no. Sometimes, man.
And you bring up and you just have the pop. Do you watch a movie with the popcorn?
Yeah, like I'll get it, come home, watch a movie.
How much do you eat in your car on the way home?
Work. Why don't you just stay and watch a movie?
Why don't you just make popcorn?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Is it more delicious? Yeah, no, that's fair. That's
like when you make a pizza. Mm-hmm. You know, you order your pizza on DoorDash and it comes. It's like, this is awesome.
Is there a scenario
in the oven? It's like, this is good, but not as good.
When
is
I order Ping Irons, Jay, I need them brought to me. I don't have time to go to the golf store.
No, I don't want
to
get sized. I don't want anything.
Nope. I want you to just bring me my golf shoes and a set of Ping Irons, and I want them at my house within 15 minutes or my money back.
You would be surprised how many people do this.
Pat, I am very surprised. Clip.
I bet people I will. Do it.
Pat, have you ever heard of this before?
I have heard of a couple of people ordering it on DoorDash, but never going and getting it themselves.
Well, I live really close to the movie theater. So
are you from Sherwood Park?
No, Fort Saskatchewan. Probably more weird down there.
This sounds like a Sherwood Park Liam thing more.
If you're listening to this right now.
Bag thing, though, that means they've leaned into it.
Yeah, people do it.
That's why I'm, do you ask for it?
And they're just like, it's when they first asked me.
And they're like, that's the double bag guy again.
Yeah, here he is, that guy.
Those British folk.
Dang, man.
I'm stunned by you.
I'm stunned by you. I can't believe you guys have never done this before.
I
heard.
No, I make my own.
No, I don't. And this is no disrespect to movie theaters. I do not. They're not in my radar of like, oh, I should go get some food. What, and the top five is let's go to the movie theater and pick up dinner.
Is there anything else you buy?
Expensive shit possible.
Is there anything else you buy there?
No, yeah. And isn't it outrageously expensive?
It's ridiculous, but I have scene points.
You have scene points?
Yeah, Jesus. My scene points.
When I'm lying in bed, Liam, and I need a 3-wood, I DoorDash it because I'm a boss.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
That's boss move.
I'm like, you know what I need?
This doesn't make any sense.
I need a TaylorMade wedge in the shower, and I need it now.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, I'm stunned.
You gotta, that's the thing. You got to capture that opportunity because you might forget that you need whimsy. That wedge later.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why you have it on DoorDash.
But I have this money for this 3-wood because I don't buy theater popcorn and bring it home.
You know what? Save the 5 trips to the theater and buy yourself a nice 3-wood.
Exactly. And you can have that 3-wood for 30 years.
I'm almost going to encourage you to, first of all, use DoorDash if you're going to buy popcorn.
Yeah, save the time. Why are you going there?
Two, maybe save up and get one of those nice little popcorn makers.
Yeah,
have one right in your house.
It's the butter. The butter does it.
Then get the buy the butter.
It is delicious. I will grant you that. And the amount of volume they go through, it's always really fresh.
But you know it's horrific for you.
Well, what is
allegedly.
Amen, Liam. Amen. What with all the microplastics?
Stay fit, die anyway.
When I was at the airport, flex, going to Regina, double flex, I had a latte and it was, I think it was $7.75. Would I DoorDash that, Liam? No.
Cold.
Well, there's that.
I've DoorDashed coffee with my breakfast order.
Yes, but I wouldn't get it from the airport being that it's A, too expensive, and B, too expensive. Mm-hmm. The popcorn you're ordering is like per inch some of the most expensive food on earth, like Wagyu beef.
I think you're going to inspire Rogers Place to be DoorDashing their expensive popcorn now.
Why doesn't Rogers Place lean into this and try to sell?
I'm going to DoorDash a beer from McDonald's, from Rogers Place.
Could you?
You can do that at the movie theater.
I remember my last beer inside Rexall Place. I was like genuinely sad on a fundamental.
Was it the last game?
Yeah.
I'll and I was like, feel like this
I
again.
Know that this is the end and like watched it go down the old hatcheroo.
Cause I had one after the last game. Cause I went to a Kiss concert there. Oh. And had the same. I was like, I'm never going to have one of these again. And now at Rogers Place, it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
Maybe they clean the pipes out or something. I don't know what it is.
There's got to be some truth to that. Like, I know there's folklore around Rexall beers, but like the line cleaning.
But that is true, though, because
it has to be true.
That guy got the DUI and he contested it saying I only had X amount of beers. So they did blind sampling of the different beer vendors throughout Rexall. In fact, they found they had a big variance in alcohol content because they ran these really fucked up lines that they never cleaned.
It makes sense.
It was a wild ride. Like,
because sometimes you'd have 4 beers up in the gallery and you were getting spilled into a cabinet.
That was like a fan of Vance Analytic was back in the day was how many Rexall beers you have a game. Like you'd use that. Like yes. I had 6 Rexall beers. I'm like, whoa,
that's incredible.
Yeah. You're still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that was a feat today. Of strength
performance.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think that Rogers Place, they still have a high alcohol content at Rogers Place.
It's not that same octane.
I'm sure they're fine.
I'm sure they're fine too, but if I could have one of those in a gallery type situation, they probably get cranked up.
Well, that's the one thing Rogers Place doesn't have is it doesn't have the gallery.
Yeah.
Which some nights got you through some really shitty games because the gallery was vibing.
Yeah. And we're funny.
Or if it was a real vibe, they would then help take it another notch.
Yeah.
We had the greatest seats, Pat, at the old Oilers games because our nation seats were at the back. So right behind the net, the very last row, and you had to go up a couple seats to get there. And right behind it, there was a garbage can. So we declared that was our luxury suite and we would hang out over top of the garbage can and stand
behind your seat and watch.
Exactly. And then the period would start like, shall we? And you'd go what seemed like your own private steps up.
Yeah.
What a rig we had going.
That was a good zone
right beside the media ladder.
Oh,
so you'd
yeah.
see all the players that weren't playing go up and gawk at them.
Yeah, that was good.
Gawk. You could. It's shocking to me. I mean, if you're the OEG, you can set your Stanley Cup price tickets really high. Knowing that, God forbid, you might have them one every 20 years, right? But the optics of how expensive it looks is horrific.
They're crazy.
We have currently one of the top trending articles of all time on Oilers Nation going right now. And it has been popping for the last 3 days, just getting people's feedback on the playoff ticket prices.
Yeah.
They're high.
But like if you go to an OEG.
Round one is like what round three was price wise.
If you go to an OEG like audit, God forbid, and you were like, how much money did we make on our cup finals tickets since it's zero? Right. So it's not like they're constantly making money off of us with these Stanley Cup finals ticket prices. Mm-hmm. But it just feels as a fan like the never ending vacuum of money.
Well, I believe it's like a 4x lift off of the regular season price. for round one. I think 4X, 4-ish X.
Liam, if you stop going to get theater popcorn, you get season tickets paid for you right away.
Yeah.
For half the games.
You could re-divert your enormous popcorn budget for a short window and go to every game.
For just one month. Get off the popcorn.
Get off the popcorn, Liam.
But I know every time I have popcorn, it's going to be great. I'm not guaranteed that every really.
But you know what, though? When they win,
I'll be there and it'll be great. And I'll have Rogers place popcorn.
So you're going to keep your popcorn addiction going and go to playoff games when it matters.
You're going to order theater popcorn to the hockey rink?
If we get that far, am I?
Your financial management is piss poor.
What kind of debt hole are you digging yourself into here?
When you're in the rink, values disappear. You're just there.
That is kind of true.
You already spent so much
money. But the day before the game, you got theater popcorn. And the day after the game, you're going to get theater popcorn. So you're combining all this.
You want a life hack, Liam? Maybe here's what you do.
Get a coffee in the morning.
You go to a garbage can. You fish out a bag of popcorn. You walk into the concession. You say, a Flames fan just smashed into me and ran off and my popcorn fell. Mm-hmm. And then you sadly give them the half-filled bag you removed from the garbage.
And they'll say, we're playing the Stars tonight. Why is there a Flames fan in here?
You say, was one of those weirdos we put on the scoreboard. Yep. And they say, sir, here's a free bag of popcorn.
Yep.
Then you listed on DoorDash from Liam's place. And you just made yourself 30 bones, my man.
Yes.
Yep.
It works.
Delivery fees.
Upcycling, I believe.
Yep.
It's clever.
Maybe I'm stunned by you.
Ripping off the OEG is a passion of mine.
One bag of popcorn at a time.
There's a hair in my beer. I'll give you another one. 6 out of 10 times.
Sir, you've been back here 12 times with a hair in your beer.
I knew a guy. This is real story, Bag Milk. He had some weird arrangement in the old arena with the lady who worked at the beer line. And we would go to the front and he would reach over and pour himself his own beers and give her a giant tip and leave. Like, I witnessed him do this 8 different games.
It's important to have a system.
That's crazy. There were no cameras in those days. There's no loss prevention officers.
I don't even know that I have the chutzpah to try and organize such a deal.
It takes time. And then once you earn that trust, you can ask for anything.
I think it's kind of like getting a prison guard on your side, bringing you a Walkman. Like once you crack once and give her money and get the free beer, it's your move.
Commitment to the bit, I guess. Like this took time, planning, effort, commitment.
The first time he did it, I thought I was with Scarface. It was one of the most gangster things I'd ever seen in my life.
That would make me feel like I was being barred from the arena for life.
Watching someone rip a beer off?
Yeah. I just feel like I would be like an accessory to the crime. And they'd kick me out.
Yeah, fair.
Remember those guys who used to just yell cold beer and they'd walk up and down selling the beers? Why don't those guys work at the new arena?
They're there sometimes. Like they set up a little podium, if you will.
But like they're not going through the stands like they used
to. No, yeah, they don't do that.
Do you think it's because the stairs are just...
Well...
They are steep.
Yeah, up there. Yeah. But still, I think it's a skill and people can do it.
Because especially with the lineups, when you go at intermission and the drink lineups are really long, I would welcome someone yelling cold beer at the end of the aisle.
At the Jays game last week, I got 2 beers from one of the aisle vendors. And when we were in Seattle at the football game, we were... Anytime a stair vendor came, we rocked it.
We were basically seeing an orbit too.
Yes, we were very high.
We should go on the Rogers Place website right now and make a comment on their system and say, bring back beer vendors, yo.
Well, now they and the old school 50-50. We talked about this before. I want an in-game 50-50.
In-game 50-50. They should run 2. They're doing great things with it, but they're also doing things that like kill the vibe and the intent.
Can I make a controversial request then if we're going to be fucking with the 50-50?
May as well.
The intermission shows are so sad, man.
They are sad.
Like I get it because they're clearly getting super 50-50s because people are watching on TV. They're investing in the cause.
And the causes are important.
It's why the $2 million 50-50 and you're livid. I get it. But the intermissions are sad, man. I find myself muting the entire thing and listening to Beyonce or something to try to keep myself up.
It's like sometimes you want a little analysis on the game. And
well, that's just it.
Yeah.
I get the value of showing people. Gene's interviews with these people are masterclass, man.
He's great.
He does such a good job. The variety of people he's talking to now on a game-to-game basis.
Oh, it's all over the map.
Honest to God, I would watch a Gene Principe talk show if it was somehow possible. Like he's doing these in-depth pieces now at the intermissions and like he does a really good job. But anywho. I'm a bit sad. Can't we find any peppy charities to support? There, everyone's doing great.
I'm with you. And it's funny, hey, Liam, like we've talked about this on ONR recently, too.
It was Dan's cold performer of the week.
Was the intermission show?
Yeah, the intermission show.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, of all people, too, Dan was the one to be like, you know what? Cold performer of the week is the intermission shows.
People are probably listening right now like, oh, really, Wanya? You want your World Vision ads to be uplifting? Like, no, I get the value of what we're doing.
You're understanding.
I'm just saying I'm watching an Oilers game. Like, are we going to do this in the playoffs?
No.
Are we bringing
back? I'm going to say yes.
50-50 stakes or people but, like it's.
But it's not an Oilers.
That's their Super Bowl.
Playoffs, right? It's a national broadcast.
Oh. Oh.
But hold on. When I'm watching Sportsnet, truth and it's really sad. That's still a Sportsnet broadcast.
But the Oilers.
But you don't see it on a Saturday night hockey night in Canada.
Yeah.
So every playoff game is a national broadcast?
Like, I don't think Gene's going to be involved.
Because we
like,
lose Jack, too. Like
the we lose thing. Jack.
Like, well, Jack goes to radio.
Yeah, but TV loses Jack.
Quite often, I will listen to Ched and watch the games.
No Craig McTavish.
Do you know what? So you said that. I have a buddy who he's taken to recently getting singles, goes to a game, listens to the radio while he's there.
Like a baseball game.
Yeah, like our grandpas would have done.
Hold on.
The radio headsets?
Yeah.
He'll sit solo in the crowd with the game in his ears.
100%.
Wow.
And he has the best time.
Does he record stats on his own program like an old school hockey?
I kind of want to try that, actually.
He's a guy who he goes, you know what? If you and I go to the game, we're not really talking much anyway. He just loves to dial in. He listens to Jack and away he goes. He
really? That's probably, yes. And then you could probably understand the power of Jack and his way to frame and like visualize what's happening with his words while you're actually watching.
That's why I listen to Ched and watch it on
another level.
Because they have the full value of the description of the play by play. And don't get me wrong, everyone on TV broadcast is good, but they're oftentimes providing color.
Yep.
I want to hear the description of everything.
Jack.
Sometimes they go into the weeds though.
We can't lose Jack.
Why? We're losing Jack.
I think Jack's so good.
Salt Lake City takes it.
Those Ryan bastards says, like, wouldn't dare.
I will invest in talent when I see it.
My worry is Jack. That Jack's so good, a big market is going to come try and get it.
Like Salt Lake City, those bastards.
Could be.
Well, if that happens, then it is a war.
Yes.
All our phone bills go up by 30% because we have to make an offer for Jack.
I will pay the Jack tax.
The Jack tax?
Somebody's got to pay it.
They just announced Salt Lake City officially. The NHL did.
Oh.
And they said within 5 years, Morello has a chance to bring him back.
Yeah, no, don't worry. They're saying everything they need to say. Everything they said they would say, they're saying.
And that guy made a lot of money, so he can't bitch.
Yeah, he's not going to bitch, man.
Like 700
by
million,
all accounts, like I don't know. It's just what I'm hearing. I just don't hear good things.
I don't understand.
Sound like a good guy.
What I don't understand in all this is how there was that many owners in that short of a span.
It is wild. Every 4 years,
because Mr. Bettman's not making rash decisions. Because
they were in a very challenging situation. Well, wasn't the one owner like a big trucking guy and he got rocked?
The original guy.
Yeah, like he was good.
In 2008.
But that relocation in Glendale, it didn't matter who the owner was. It was going to be a challenge.
Well, how about.
But they should have been pushing for a new arena 10 years ago.
How about that Shane Doan thing from yesterday?
The banner?
Where the Glendale Arena. So people got that a bit wrong. They made it seem like the Coyotes threw it out, but they just forgot it, I guess. And then the Glendale Arena threw out the Shane Doan retired number banner.
Liam, as an owner of unsuccessful and successful businesses, but we're focusing on unsuccessful businesses here. It's what's called a midnight move. So you're running away from your landlord. You haven't paid your rent for most of the NHL season. Yes. You're like, everybody get out of here. Get Josh Doan's shit. Put it in the bus. We got to move. Someone's like, oh, we got to go get the banners from the roof.
You're no
like,
time.
Leave
no
them. Time. We got to roll.
Because they actually got locked out.
Yeah. That's why they threw their shit out.
Would that have been the only one? Probably.
What do you mean?
By the only banner? Retired number.
Didn't Garth Brooks ever go and perform? Thank you, Bagmuck. I know you
Dale like Howard Chuck.
Yeah.
Randy Carlisle.
Randy Carlisle.
They.
Timu Solani's 72 goal record didn't have a banner. So I don't understand how this works now. Does the franchise history of Phoenix now go to Salt Lake?
I mean, it's has
the
to.
The Jets and the Coyotes now are Salt Lake.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So in 10 years, they'll roll out Coyotes jerseys.
Yeah, probably.
Like Carolina.
Can the Utah team? No,
because
team?
The Coyotes is coming back. Coyotes will come back.
Do,
then will they start the franchise history then again at zero?
It'll be the reboot.
They will, but it's not part of it.
So if like, the new Coyotes.
It's like the new Jets in Winnipeg.
Yeah. So if the new Coyotes new come City. Back, can they lay claim to all the banners of the old Coyotes?
No.
Because those Coyote banners went to Salt Lake.
Yes.
Yes.
See, and I think they'll do it anyway because. The Jets do the Dale Howard Chuck thing all the time.
Yeah, they do. And they should, it should be, because it's about the fans. And
they're not really honoring the Thrashers much in Winnipeg.
I haven't seen any honoring of the Thrashers.
I don't see a lot of Patrick Stephan merch.
None.
That's for damn sure.
None.
I don't like it when these teams take on each other's identities like little crabs crawling into each other's shells.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think if you get a relocation,
it's net new.
All your franchise records should start at zero. I don't think that like you're the 11th most winning franchise or whatever because you just brought a new team in like from another city. I think it should start at O.
I'm with you.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to write a letter to Gary Bettman? I'm legally not allowed anymore.
I will write a letter.
They told me no more mail for Gary.
Sir, your biweekly letters are not welcome here anymore.
Well, like, according to Wikipedia, which is usually
the ambassadors of truth,
pretty reliable. What's this guy's name? Dale Howarchuk.
What?
Why did you pronounce it all choppy?
And why did you go, what's this guy's name?
I forgot what he was called. He is second all time in Arizona Coyotes scoring.
Yeah.
Because he played for Winnipeg.
Yeah. But that's not right.
The game for Arizona.
Yeah, see,
he didn't play a game for the Thrashers either, but the Jets keep parading him around like he did.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't get it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't get it either. Speaking of Winnipeg, Jay, did you see that Mitzi's is doing its like final farewell?
Oh, I thought it was already done.
Yeah, it's like in the final days now.
The Mitzi's restaurant?
Yeah. Where we all went for some tendies.
Oh, the tendies are good.
How come isn't a grandchild willing to take it on and...
Who takes over the dill sauce recipe? That's what I want to know.
They just make their last batch and go, and that's the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Or they do it like the Coyotes and you can just sell a cup full of it on the way out the door.
Why don't they just sell the business to a new person and let them say they're Mitzi, like how the Coyotes say they're the Jets?
You'd like to think they tried. Knows.
Maybe like, it's our legacy. Do you want money? No.
We made so much. No one else can have this. Bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knows?
I doubt that.
Yes.
The situation. Maybe they made $100 million.
Maybe.
Wow. You never know.
They actually have, there's 5-year window in which Mitzi's can come back now.
Imagine there's just a guy waiting in the wings and he just steps in the day it's released. He's like, hello, I'm Mitzi. And then just reopens it again. There's
nothing. Mitzi's actually going to Flin Flon under a different name.
On the way out, burn it to the ground. Yeah. Hey, no one can sell tendies. Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Liam, do you want me to handle this ad read or do you want to do it?
No, I think Liam's Duragard? Got it.
Yeah, Duragard. Do you want to pop that open? Because if we get another performance like I just saw in Oilers Nation every day, money well spent. Duragard.
A couple of times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, nothing a Duragard fence won't fix.
No. Okay, here we go. So actually, LTD. Do I say limited or I just say LTD?
LTD.
Okay, here we go. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, count on Duracard Fence, LTD. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. The most highly trained and experienced fence installers operating the most modern fleet of equipment in Alberta. Duragard Fence, your one-stop fence shop for over 37 years for chain link, wood, vinyl, or ornamental fencing. For more information and to request a quote, go to duragardfence.ca.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
I have a few questions. Done.
Didn't go as well the first time. I forgot how to say .ca.
Oh. A dossier?
Yeah, dossier.
Is that what it was? I kind of blocked
it. I don't know. That's
I actually like Jay's idea where while Tyler's away, Duragard Fence just comes they and puts the fence up,
yeah.
sends him a bill.
He needs it.
They know it, and they can fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever he wants. Chain and wood, vinyl.
Yeah, all Tyler has to do is just deal with his neighbor. Duragard's got the rest.
Mm-hmm. Ornamental
fence. I say ornamental fence. I'd like what's some gargoyles up.
It's
every pillar's a birdhouse?
Pane glass, yeah.
Is it?
Or not, what's the...
this one.
What's that called? I did one of these sessions.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's ornamental.
Beautiful, like for a cemetery.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah, they'd be classy. You could put a gargoyle on one of those, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I was in Mexico, I met...
Is this how they have them?
Well, yeah. So that's what I was going to say. They build little houses for the gangsters that die in certain cartel cities because so many of them get shot up at a young age that they make these little 150 square foot apartments with like couches and shit. And then his buddies go and party at his grave. This is like a common thing in this town.
So wait a minute. I essentially have an Airbnb in which I go celebrate my friend's passing at his grave.
Well, there you can't sleep there. I think it's just basically like a little tiny living room. And his remains are there, right? That fence is what you want around your crypt.
A nice ornamental one. Shit.
Oh,
get yourself a nice marble crypt. People come hang out. Maybe you got a mini fridge.
Douglas maybe mattress. You
can DoorDash some shit to 100%. It.
Well, just call Duragard and they'll give you a quote.
Go to the website even.
Duragard Fence.
Are you suggesting that I arrange to have a party crypt built over my grave?
Well, you're the one talking about it.
Not a bad idea. Duragard, you've done it again.
I think we have like a nation mausoleum where we all get slotted in somewhere along the lines.
Sweet.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. Duragard fence wraps it around, keeps it safe, keeps Chalmers out.
Keeps Chalmers out. Well, he'll claim, oh, I'll get buried with you guys for sure. And then he won't show. And none of us will know why.
Because he'll never die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He will never die. Okay. Chalmers, he'll live to be 130.
So tonight... You find out who the Oilers play in the first round of the playoffs.
It better. Well,
I've been thinking about you personally just this entire time.
I
don't know
why I took on this task, but I took on the task. I am the travel agent for the nation, kind of.
And they've been moved a couple of times now.
Well, on the weekend, I'm like, hey, guys, it's L.A. Booked all of L.A. for us, booked hotels, reached out to some bars to do live shows from. And then 2 days later, I'm like, it's Vegas. And it's going to be these dates. Well,
and then last night, Gregor goes, I think game one's Monday, game two's Thursday. And we go, well, fuck, we're leaving Thursday.
Yeah. So we had to move it. Okay. And then we find out, well, initially we thought the games were going to be Sunday, Tuesday, meaning we would leave for Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we made the switch from LA to Vegas yesterday with that assumption. Mm-hmm. Then Gregor bombs out last night. I wake up to the text, so then we have to move everything again. So we shift everything a day. Thankfully, I haven't booked any accommodations. I did in LA, but it was non-refundable, or it's refundable.
Out of 10, how angry are you going to be if LA wins tonight and Vegas loses?
You know, not that concerned because I still have the hotel reservation. I haven't canceled it yet because I have till the 21st to cancel it. So not that. And I think actually we'll save some money if I move fast enough to get those flights back to LA, because the Vegas flights were insane.
Yeah. I was looking.
So we are staying in a shoebox in Vegas.
That's fine. That'd be more exciting, I think.
Well, I got a email last week asking me if I wanted to upgrade my seat on the plane to LA.
Did you do it?
They lost to the Minnesota Wild. Guess not.
They lost the Wild. So we have LA playing Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Bedard's last game of the regular season. Who knows? Maybe they show up. We've got Vegas without Petro, without Stone. I don't know who else without.
Not in?
Not yet. Because legally he can't. He can't rise from the mausoleum.
Until
he can't
tomorrow.
Play until the playoffs to but make he's their confirmed cap work.
He's coming back for the playoffs.
He's been practicing last week and a bit.
He's coming. If he's game one starter, which he probably will be, I'll still be pissed. We have Vegas playing Anaheim. Now Anaheim, it's in Vegas. Anaheim has got
Silverberg.
Silverberg's last game in the NHL. Mm-hmm. So that's a storyline to pay attention to. Cutter Gauthier is coming to cut his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have create some tears in the other dressing room, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
And I don't know whatever the narratives are for the Ducks to maybe put out a good effort against the somewhat beaten up Vegas Golden Knights. But the reality is neither Vegas or LA want to play Dallas.
No.
They do not want to play Dallas.
No.
Chicago have won one in their last nine.
Perfect.
So we'll see how that goes.
And how's Anaheim been?
Anaheim recently beat LA, of course. And then before that beat Calgary. So they have won two of their last, what's that? Seven.
So it's going to be an interesting night. So I don't know what the hell I'm cheering for. I just want to be able to book things and...
Know where we're going and what days.
Now, having said all this, the venue we have for our pregame and ONE live shows in Vegas is amazing.
Oh. Arena in the background.
Arena in the background. We'll disclose all the details if it's happening. In LA, it looks cool, but it's not a rooftop patio situation.
And no canteen.
But I got an email from them yesterday confirming, hey, if this series happens here, we'll support you guys. I'm like, yeah.
So Vegas is a rooftop patio?
Vegas is a rooftop patio. Ooh,
cool.
Yeah, so that's cool. So anyways, wherever they're playing,
we shall be.
We shall be, and come hang with us.
So watch our socials, watch the website. We're going to have the details on how you can participate in the live shows for round one
mm-hmm.
for the away games.
Mm-hmm.
And also at Greta.
Greta's going to be rocking.
Go down to Greta.
All the road games will be hosting watch parties there, doing pregame shows. So we're going to start the pregame show on the road, and it's going to pour into Bordsy's live pregame show from Greta.
Speaking of Greta, is there any chance you saw the video of Waz trying to throw a football?
No, but I saw him comment in the chat saying he's not good at the game. I only assume it's amazing.
He texted me again yesterday about it.
He's into foot sports, not arm sports? Or is he?
He doesn't know how to throw.
He doesn't?
No.
No, not at all.
Pat, did you see it?
Yeah, it's rough.
Is it on social? Rough.
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
I feel bad because I feel like the video of Liam throwing the football in the first place, I might have taken that and sent it to him. So he took all the credit for posting it, but I was like, I never should have taken that video in the first place.
Well, okay. Have you seen the video of RJ Stroud? Yeah, that's right. I pay attention, Bag Milk, trying to throw a baseball.
Who?
Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud. Trying to throw a baseball?
No.
Terrible. Use a
different technique.
Whatever game. Yeah. They're like, this is why
where's baseball. The Waz video?
It would be from our watch party at Greta, whenever that was.
Oh, shit.
Well, Waz texted me, what day is it today? Wednesday. Today's Thursday. He texted me on Tuesday at 8:42. I am fucking pissed at the football game at Greta. Two games in a row. I couldn't hit a single one.
Like, will I see him as the visual?
Probably. Here, I'll try and find it too. But essentially, Waz can't throw. He has a little bop in his step that he's trying to do, a little juke.
Why is there even footwork being deployed?
That is the problem. Like, why are you doing that?
There's a lot of motion.
All right. So I think we're in the event here. Big fat W, high money 3-2.
Yeah. So you got to be in there.
Okay. How not to throw a football.
Yeah, so we got Waz here at the football game. It's the one essentially where you throw the football through the holes and you got the receivers popping up.
Oh, he's also hammered.
Actually, this is in the first period, so no, he's not.
Okay, so he's not. Sorry, audience here. Oh my God. Is he playing darts?
It's
got to start slow.
He definitely
his
starts.
Release is really low.
Continue slow.
Just like CJ Stroud.
Okay. All right. Well, Laws is not a throw. That is confirmed.
How about the guy from the Raptors, banned for life?
Over 21 grand.
And I love that he had a $25 parlay bet in there too.
Yeah.
Where the Raptors lose in the parlay.
And he's a bench player.
Yeah. He was like that 12th man.
Just don't bet on your sport. I don't get it. Like, you're allowed to bet. Just don't bet on your sport. I don't get it.
Seems
this.
Easy. You're going to make 12 million.
People are trying to like,
but people are like, oh, it's because it's legal now. I'm like, no, Online betting has been around forever. It's been available to everyone. They've been doing it. Now they can actually find these people.
He was doing things to fuck with games to make his parlay or his bets win too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause he have like weird props.
He'd pull himself out of games for being sick and shit.
My favorite was in the NBA's release where they made sure to clarify that he lost his three bets that he put on the Raptors. I thought that was very, very funny. A nice little jab.
So Salt Lake City plays the Jets, right?
The Jets are playing the Jets. Well, the Jets are playing the Thrashers.
Do those games they play each other have an impact on the franchise record Phoenix will have when it comes back in the league?
Who does Dale Hawerchuk cheer for?
Well, who?
No, because like all those, I think everything will move with the team like that outside of the logos, all the copyrights.
So Arizona gets a team in 5 years. Is it called the Arizona Coyotes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he keeps all the IP.
So they start their franchise odometer at zero?
If they're an expansion team, yes.
Which they will be.
So all the old records, all that's no longer.
They move to Utah. Wow. They stay alive.
Yeah.
They just move to Utah.
Yeah.
Because there's currently players that are setting records or milestones in that organization.
So you know, Utah's milestones from day one, though, aren't zero.
They
assume all the old
Coyotes. But it'll be like, who scored the first goal for the Utah Grizzlies or whatever.
Right. Three teams are the Coyotes in that situation.
I think this is the longest stretch.
The Jets became the Coyotes, but now they're the Jets.
Which was interesting because I learned yesterday in the game notes, they were the Coyotes longer than they were the original Jets.
Wasn't it 18 and 18?
They did 28 years in the desert. So, yeah, it was significantly longer than their original time in Winnipeg. I thought that was interesting. Learn something. Jason Greger taught it to me.
He is he's full of facts, that guy.
He knows
he is a sport encyclopedia.
When you do the radio with him on Mondays, does he do the thing where he just kind of like drifts off into his own head and just stream of consciousness speaks?
It is mind-blowing to me that he can do what he do for 4 hours a day, as many days as he do. It is hard ass work, man. And like he's got his liner reads and he's got his everything else. But when you watch his computer screen, I thought he was looking stuff up all the time. No, he's just like looking at the text line. Like everything's in his
head. You can have a full on text conversation with him while he's on air.
While he's talking.
While he's talking.
Yeah. He's probably also fighting on Twitter about the same thing.
It's wild, man. It's impressive.
Amazing.
You see that guy talk about the Arizona Coyotes legacy, that broadcaster guy?
I watched it. It was a
5 minute clip.
Yeah.
Very well done.
It was really well done.
Why the team couldn't have made a similar 5 minute statement thanking their fans is beyond me.
Well, we'll see what they do today now that it's official.
Well,
like on social media.
So get everybody back on mullet and buy some practice jerseys.
You see that they told the social media team to stop publishing, but the owner's kids still had access to the account and was tweeting and shit.
For that one game, they didn't post.
Yeah. And then he tweeted, see you on June 26th or some shit.
What does that mean?
It's probably the first event in Utah.
The draft?
Yeah, weren't there? They were trying to do some like land auction in June, or weren't they? Because I remember talking to Frank.
Oh, it's like 26th or 27th or something. Yeah. There's a land auction.
Yeah,
that's where they find out if they get the land.
But didn't they already say you can't have an arena even if you get the land because you're a rookie developer?
The mayor of Scottsdale is like, we're not going to let. So
they're not going to win that auction, are they? Then,
but he doesn't have.
Maybe they win. Maybe they tie the land. Like I said, maybe Gary's going to do all the heavy lifting and they'll bring in the right.
Maybe G. Bettman Co. ties up the land now at the auction and then he flips it to that guy for $200 million.
Yeah, this is how the league gets their money back.
There's a plan is all we're saying. And sometimes it's good to have a plan.
Yeah, I think there's a plan. There's definitely a plan to get Phoenix or Arizona a team again. And I think there's this is my opinion, a plan to make sure that it's not Maruelo.
I wonder how long Gary's going to do it. Cause I'm looking now, he's 71 years old, turned 72 in June.
He's on the Putin strategy. He's there till he's lowered into a climate controlled case and put at the Hockey Hall of Fame like Lenin. And everybody goes around and genuflex before Gary. Hello, sir.
He's just been doing it so long. I
like Gary Bettman.
Well, I kept the Oilers here. So
good man.
Fine by me.
He's a good, good man.
Well, fare thee well, Arizona.
It's a tough job.
It is a tough job, man. And I think he's removed enough from day-to-day life that it probably is like what's on social media never reaches him, but we know it annoys him to get booed. I've heard that numerous times from people.
How many teams has he brought in?
When did he start? Because there was 21 teams when I grew up. So yeah, so from 21 to 32, 11.
I don't think he did Ottawa and Tampa Bay. I think he did after that. Okay. I think Ziegler did those teams.
He came in Feb 1st, 1993.
Oh, then he would have done Ottawa and Tampa. Never mind.
Florida.
Columbus.
Dallas.
Dallas was an expansion. It moved from Mini.
There was a relocation.
Mini would have been an expansion.
And then Mini got a team back. Damn, this happens all the time.
So they got two. Got Atlanta back. Moved them away again.
And they think Atlanta may get a team again. This is outlandish.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Getting and losing teams like a revolving door.
Yeah, because we looked it up on ONE. Atlanta moved to Calgary in 1980. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Winnipeg, whatever that was, 2011, 2012, somewhere in there.
So maybe Quebec City's hoping that a team goes to Atlanta because they seem to move to Canada after.
Well, it's interesting. Don't they just have a fairly new building just sitting there kind of?
Yeah, they built it. Yeah, yeah.
Videotron Center, some weird name. Hmm. You have to wonder if the TV deals are going to get so big that cities that ordinarily wouldn't have been able to support a team can, simply because you're trying to create so many nights of content per season that you're like, oh, Halifax can have a team and have an 8,000 seat arena because the TV deal with Amazon is 12.
Well, did you see Amazon's going to bid on the rights
for NHL?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah. Amazon's going to bid on the rights for the NHL when it comes up 2 years. I was talking with Uncle Kerry about it.
With Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jeff Bezos.
Absolutely. Mm. I order my share of his wares.
Those streaming guys are a completely different game. They're like when royal families buy teams and shit for honor and like sport washing. When Amazon gets into it, their ball of revenue is just so gigantic at this point that they're like, what else can we do? Like that messy deal with Apple TV increased their subscriptions so much.
It's a crazy deal, yeah.
Now if he can get the fine people of Latin America to move to iPhone.
Ah,
that's what I'm betting on.
Betting on the old stonk with that?
I bought Apple stocks to
that theory. Why, is it expanding into Latin America?
Because of Messi. Yeah.
In the anticipation that he might...
Because like obviously Android is the device there.
Can get Apple TV on Android. And
no, I'm talking about the phone, the hardware.
Oh.
People go to Android because the phones are cheap down there, right? So if somehow there's some kind of Apple play and Messi can be the path to convert them to Apple hardware users.
I'm pretty sure in some markets you can get Apple TV on Android devices.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
So you don't have to have a $800 phone to watch.
Yeah. But maybe, yeah, you just, like, you know, I'm just.
It is interesting, though, when I read that Prime is going to bid for the rights, because it would just be a completely different thing if you could just watch it wherever.
Mm-hmm. No blackouts.
I wonder if that would also push Google into the mix of trying to put them on YouTube.
Doesn't YouTube have a deal with the NFL?
MLB. They do an MLB game. I think it's.
I'm surprised they haven't done anything.
There's like the free model.
Yeah.
There's so many people on YouTube uploading their own shit, and Amazon doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they have Twitch, I think, would be the closest thing, which is obviously a little bit different, but you can stream.
Is Twitch still big?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, with like gamers and shit.
Yeah.
But like if you can get NHL games for having a sub for YouTube Premium, which is the best money you spend, makes sense to me.
What about if OnlyFans bid on the NHL?
I'm in. Subscribing to half the internet.
I mean, they have the money.
OnlyFans? You have to get a subscription to OnlyFans to be able to watch the Oilers next year? $12 trillion bid for all major sports?
Or do you think teams will try and pull it internally like Oilers Plus?
I think it's always going to consolidate. Like when you think about when the Oilers had the original EdmontonOilers.com, they were like early adopters of NHL teams having their own website. But then eventually the NHL came to them one day. It was like, we're rolling this all up into a big portal and then we'll sell everyone's ads bundled for them. I don't think you get teams doing their TV deals because what they're going to have to replace are those regional sports networks, those RSNs, and those are the ones going tits up.
Yeah.
So I think those will get bought by Amazon and shit, and it'll even consolidate further.
So if because if teams do take on their own broadcast rights, for lack of a better term, it's going to lose kind of that the scale in terms of people watching that product. Because it's only going to be Oilers fans wanting to watch that. So there's no national game now. Like, yes, it's on the internet, but a Leafs fan isn't going to pay for an Oilers subscription.
Right. No.
to watch the Oilers play. So it, yeah. it does kind of fraction it up a little bit. Yeah. So you almost,
but that's think back, like it's like an A channel deal.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to watch that nationally necessarily, but it is at least on the air.
Yeah.
There'll be more Oilers fans around the world able to watch their product.
Yeah, that's the, and that's true. But this is where like going to an Amazon or a Netflix or whatever makes so much sense. Cause then every game, you don't need the NHL package. It's yeah. now available to everyone.
Any Amazon subscription is also an NHL package.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Cause like if you're paying $90 a year for Prime or whatever, you also get the NHL.
Or yeah.
That's not how Apple works with MLS.
Yeah,
you have to pay more to get
that's fine. I think everyone would.
As long as they don't do the blackout thing.
That's not the code.
The NBA does that. Their Game Pass. Like you, and I know this would be different if it was on Amazon and stuff, but you get it and you can basically watch the Charlotte Hornets because all the other games are just nationally broadcast for like the big teams. Mm. So
there you have it.
There you have it, folks.
Would you buy a bag of popcorn for that?
Well, not if I have to pay for more NHL games on Amazon.
So you're just sitting on the couch and you're like, how could I spend $80 and be full?
Yeah. Well, and not full.
We could go to the grocery store and buy 6 months worth of popcorn and 8 months worth of butter and 10 poppers. Nope.
No need.
I'm going to go support the people who need it the most. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Cineplex.
Odeon. Yeah. The fine folks at Cineplex.
Yeah. I want to go see that Civil War movie.
I saw it.
And
it was fine.
Is it one of the better movies that's come out since Top Gun, which I would consider to be the last good movie that came out?
So good. Did you see Oppenheimer yet?
Have you seen Dune 2?
No, but I've seen Oppenheimer.
Have you seen Dune 2?
I haven't seen Dune
1. I think Dune 2 is better than... no, I don't. You're right. Maverick was really good. But
it really was good.
Civil War was a fun movie. Like it's a fun movie.
It's about the fracturing of American society and they're worried about copycat incidents as a result. And you're like, it's a lighthearted romp.
So the problem I had with it was I had a lot of questions about it. Like they don't explain why the Civil War kind of started and all that. So, and one other thing that just doesn't make sense to me, and this is, you can read this on my review on Letterboxd, by the way.
Do you really?
I put my ratings on Letterboxd. Yeah, of course. You gotta keep
your opinion. You're an authority in everything.
Yes.
Interesting.
Liam.movie.reviews at Instagram.
Do you have a fresh Instagram? Do you have a fresh Instagram for that?
So in this movie, the state of California and Texas come together to fight against the U.S. government, essentially. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Texas has it written into their state constitution. They can secede from the United States with 30 days notice because it was this giant ass ranch this guy Sam Houston owned, and the states was going to war with Mexico and they needed the state in the middle that was the buffer. And he had this giant militia that was like larger in some areas than either army. So they got his militia and his ranch, but he can leave whenever he wants.
Interesting. I didn't know that. They should have explained that in the movie.
We don't have time. It's Hollywood. We got to show some gun.
It was cool. Like the story was cool. The picture was cool. And like Kirsten Dunst is really good. Jesse Plemons is kind of weird how good he is at those lunatic roles all the time.
He wasn't even supposed to be the guy in the movie. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And he's just, they're married, aren't they?
Yeah. So and the other guy bailed and they're like, what the fuck are we going to do?
He has one scene. Spoiler.
Really?
He's just, that's it.
That one scene where he itches his face.
That's
then
it. Yeah. And that's all he is in the movie. And same with Nick Offerman, who is Ron from Parks and Rec.
Right.
He is at the start of the movie and he's at the end of the movie. Which basically just these three journalists driving in a car and they like meet a few people along the way.
Is it a musical?
Adventure movie.
I didn't look at your Letterboxd review. Is it a musical?
There is music in it that is well-timed.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see this movie. I don't want to eat the popcorn, though. I'd like to do is come to your house, make popcorn at your house, and then bring one bag to the theater. So it's 10,000 bags out, one bag in.
When
balance.
So my girlfriend's family has Halloween movie night and Christmas movie night.
Okay.
And they go to the movie theater and get these gigantic bags of movie theater popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know you could do it. Literally in garbage bags.
I heard from a well-placed source of somebody who did it themselves, that if you work at the arena at the end of the night, you can take home like a Santa-sized sack of popcorn.
There's your hack.
I work here.
Nighttime usher. What do you mean? You're also the fucking general manager of the Santa Shirt Park Crusaders.
Exactly. How do I have time?
That's do you ever take home a big bag of crew popcorn?
No, we don't run that concession. The King's Club does.
Oh my God.
Although, it might be something worth explaining.
Your way through. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Like you get the leftover patties at the end of the night, maybe?
Oh, the burgers are good there, though, to be fair.
See?
I would be good.
We're working for cheeseburgers, you. Too. You really are an authority.
He's a review guy. He's a review guy.
Big review guy, yeah.
Interesting.
I'll let you have my review of this podcast up later on.
One star.
He's an authority on all
Letterboxd.org. One star. Not funny.
Liam podcast review.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Not funny.
Mm-hmm. Follow him at Liam Pods and Liam Crew.
And Liam Crew's going.
Wanya, last question I have before we wrap up the podcast.
Go ahead, caller.
Your thoughts. Have you heard and your thoughts on the Drake rebuttal?
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you the damn truth. I'm sick and tired of these fake ass beefs. When I was a boy, rappers would kill each other.
Yes, they would.
If you want a beef, I need to see some gats. I don't believe any of this bullshit. All these diss, sneak diss bullshit. It's all for clout. And I don't believe any of it.
I would agree with that. Good tune, though. I like Drake's tune.
It's a good tune. But like, I think this is like watching our generation of rappers ascend to a level of irrelevance and wealth that like they're just not really relevant anymore. Like, does anyone truly believe Kendrick Lamar and Drake have real beef? I don't.
So to your point, like you're not interested where Drake and Rick Ross are now comparing whose houses are bigger?
No. Here's what I'm concerned about, Bag Milk. Are you familiar with Glorilla, my third favorite female rapper?
No, I'm not.
Well, Glorilla was just pulled over by the police, I believe last night, heavily intoxicated, and in the process of trying to explain away why she didn't have a license and was intoxicated, her boob fell out. And the officer said, ma'am, you're nude. And she went, huh? And then got arrested for public indecency. That's the kind of beef I'm dialed in. Real shit. Not this Drake's publicist versus Kendrick's publicist.
That's life for you.
Glorilla's got a boob out in the traffic stop. She had to get booked.
Pat, you got an opinion on this?
None whatsoever. I don't listen to a lot of rap, to be honest.
Not even Glorilla?
No, especially not that.
Oh, she's wild.
But I do agree. Yeah, I think it's all just made up, to be honest.
We need our rappers getting shot.
Real rapper stuff going on. Puff Daddy is going to go to jail, man. Like, they don't raid both your houses with the Department of Homeland Security because of a traffic ticket. Like, man, in my lifetime, did I ever they're going to perp walk Puff Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kesha just called him out.
Well, my God in heaven.
Now that she had to change the lyrics to her song.
Reached the heights of.
I can't believe it.
I get all my Diddy news from 50 Cent's Instagram.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's where I get all my Diddy news.
Did you know that Puff Daddy employed 50 Cent's baby mama as a live-in friend?
I did know that because I found it on 50 Cent's Instagram.
He made mention of it?
He did. Yes, he did.
So Puff Daddy's just ragging on 50 all these years and 50's got Puff's got his baby mama on retainer.
Is this what 50 Cent does now?
Good God.
Yeah, 50 Cent comments on all of this. And then he also makes sure to tag Bronson Cognac in all of it. He
got it. Le Chemin de Roy is other fancy drink he owns.
Yeah, I love it.
It's genius.
Anyway.
Well. There you have it.
Thursday episode of the Real Life Podcast in the books. We will find out who the Oilers' first round opponent is at some point this evening, probably around 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Will Jay have to change our flights again?
I'm booking accommodations tonight.
We shall see. But until then, have a great weekend, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.